Welcome along to week 11 of the Asia with Multisport podcast spin-off, AMP Next Gen, with me, Richard Conway. Thank you for taking your time out to give us a listen and give these budding age groupers your support. Much appreciated. If you're interested in seeing any of the videos that these guys have been submitting and we've been putting on our YouTube channel, head over to AMPGB on YouTube and subscribe and follow along, see what's going on. Some really interesting bits and pieces coming up, not only from our three intrepid duo athletes, but also from a range of age group athletes that we've had on the podcast. So how's it all gone this week? Well, it was race weekend for Danny, and this will be a last audio update, and that'll mean that Harry's on his own. Yeah, so we'll be down to one, but Danny wasn't on her own. She was travelling all the way up to Scotland, and she had her teammates with her from WBC, the World's Breakfast Club. A couple of them were racing, and a couple went up to support. So that was nice to be surrounded by some friendly faces and give her some encouragement and support. So if she had any questions or last minute issues, there was help on hand. So that was nice. It was also her first drafting race, which is a complete different racing environment to experience. So we'll hear how she got on there. And it sounds like Harry's had another solid week of training and enjoying his new bike. So let's get over to them now and listen how the week's gone and how the race went. See you on the other side.
Hi, Richard. Hi, everyone. Well, it's Sunday, and that's one thing I need to do is to do my weekly report. It's also my last Sunday as my race took place this morning. So I will start to say about my week. Monday, I didn't do anything. Also, I'm in the process to go to Spain for the next 8 months or so. So I need to, there are a lot of things to sort out about that. And also, I had an assessment I needed to submit it for my university degree. So yeah, Monday I took it as a day off. Tuesday I did a tempo run. On Wednesday I had the assessment, so I just focused and spent all day on that. On Thursday I did a steady run and a swim, which I was really happy with the swim. Really, really happy, good pace, and I managed to keep it. Then on Friday I did a little turbo 30-minute session on the bike. And then on Saturday we travel up to here to Scotland. Well, today the race took part, and fortunately it didn't go very well for me. I had some, I would say, health issues, some breathing problems, and I realized from the beginning that it would not be a good race. And I think I just, halfway through the first run, I decided to just kind of find a nice pace and just enjoy the race. There were some very, very good ladies, very strong ladies out in the field today. So well done to them. It was also very windy. So the course was two laps for the run, 9 laps on the bike, and then 1 lap of the run at the end. The run was okay, it wasn't that bad, but the bike, half of it was headwind, and that was really, really some strong wind. I was very excited for this race because I was expecting some drafting race. As all the other races I've been doing up until now, they were non-drafting. I think, unfortunately, there were very little females in the field today, and also me not performing very well. I was quite at the back. I didn't manage to get into any of the peloton. So it wasn't any drafting. It was just a solo ride all the way around. What are the highs of it? Well, I just got to it. I've done it. I completed it, which I'm happy with that. You just have to move on and train more and focus more. I can't be probably too harsh on myself because there were some weeks where I didn't have any training due to all my traveling and my university degree. And yeah, life goes in the middle sometimes, and it happened to me this way around. Well, I just hope that this is just my first experience to trying to qualify. I'm not just going to stop here now. There are going to be more opportunities, I'm sure of that. I just have to take it as a learning curve and go on from now. Other than that, what can I say? Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. And yeah, good luck with everything. Bye for now.
So this week, as per usual, started off with a rest day on Monday. Then on Tuesday, I went for a nice, easy for me, 23k ride with my dad. He borrowed my bike. I was on my new bike. So nice. So we did that in about an hour 16, because Hannah set me an hour 15 easy ride. So we rode out to Whitstable, had a coffee at Hat Hats, little shout out there. Then on Wednesday, I had a track session, which was set by Hannah again. It was 800, so it was 6 by 800 meter reps at 9 RPE, which was so tough. Especially after doing the 800s on the weekend. But it wasn't overly bad. It felt hard when I was doing it, but it was nice to be running on the track in my magic speeds again, rather than spikes, because my calves didn't hurt as much afterwards. So yeah, that was a pretty solid session. Then on Thursday, I just had S&C, which was a lot of it's like 5 different circuits, which were set by my school coaches, and literally afterwards everyone in the athletics academy was absolutely shattered. There's actually a video and a photo of, so there's a video of me lying on the floor just absolutely knackered, and then there's a photo of all of the people in the academy just on the floor, sitting down, just absolutely shattered from that. So that was interesting, to say the least. Then on Friday, I was meant to have a brick session, but I was still quite tired from gym, and I was kind of still recovering from the races and the track and stuff. So I took another rest day there just to just recuperate and stuff. Then yesterday, I had a 50k ride with Canterbury Bike Club again. It was pretty solid. I got pretty much a PR on every hill that I pushed myself on, so that was quite nice. It's like just that new bike feel, which is like lovely. It's just like 2 kilos lighter, so it just feels like you're just flying everywhere. And then today I had a swim with Active Life Triathlon Club, kind of, which was basically sets of 100. So it starts off the normal 400 meter warm up swim. Then it was 50 metre right-hand pull, 50 metre left-hand pull, but this is with kick. Then 50 metres catch-up. Then it was 50 metres normal swim. So that was the first... No, it was 100 of each, actually, I think. Oh, I was one of them. The next part was definitely hundreds. So it was a 25 metre sprint. Then 75 metres easy, then 50 seconds rest, then it was 50 metre sprint, then 50 metres easy, 15 seconds rest, then 75 metre sprint, then 25 metres easy, then 100 metres sprint, then 15 seconds rest, then another 100 sprint, then back down. So it's basically a pyramid. And then I think I did about 100 metres cool down. So that was a solid session. And then after that, I had a 50 minute long run, which I did about 6.1K. It felt pretty solid. Yeah, that's been my week. It's been a solid week of training, and I am looking forward to next week's. And well done, Danny, on your race. I bet you did really well and pushed yourself as much as you could. See you in the next one.
Well, thanks, guys, for that. Much appreciated. Congratulations, Danny, for going all the way to Scotland and completing the race, even though you weren't feeling great. And, yeah, the conditions, weather-wise, and also the lack of ladies to be able to draft was a bit disappointing, especially when you were looking forward to doing a drafting race. But that's what happens. It's happened to us all. It's just one of those things, unfortunately, when you're stuck between groups and there's nobody around to be able to draft off. Yeah, it's just, it is what it is. I think the other thing that didn't help this weekend, either being a small field, was it was the British Championships over at Alton Park, and a lot of the age groupers that probably would have been trying to qualify were there, so would have reduced the field by a significant amount, I would imagine. So, but it is what it is, and yeah, you can only race in the conditions and against the people that are actually at the race itself. So, but well done for finishing the race, and I love the fact that you know, you're not put off. Yeah, you didn't have the easiest of runs in, did you, with all your travelling and stuff? It was always going to be a stretch, to be fair. So you did as much as you could. But it's good that you recognise that you need to train a bit more and be a bit more focused. And, yeah, good to hear you that you want to have another go. So onwards and upwards, and you'll get loads of lovely weather to be training when you move over to Spain for several months, I'm sure. So onwards and upwards. As I mentioned in the introduction, another solid week by Harry. And it was nice to hear that him and his dad are going out riding. You never know. Next step, you'll get him out running and he'll be doing a duathlon and you'll be able to race together. How cool would that be? I'm sure you'll be able to work on him to give him that goal. I know I remember when I raced with my son Luke when he first got into triathlon. It was a pretty cool experience, one that we both fondly remember. Glad to hear that you're enjoying your new bike as well. It's really nice to have something new and really enjoy it at the same time. Well, that's about it for this episode. Thanks again, guys, for sending in your audio diaries. Sadly, that's Danny's last one. And like I said, Harry will be solo. So we'll look forward to hearing what Harry's been up to on the next episode. If you're enjoying this, please do head over to Apple Podcast or Spotify or wherever you listen and leave us a comment and a rating, because it really does help us get out to more like-minded people. Also, if you could mention it to your individual groups, clubs, friends who do triathlon or duathlon or multi-sport as a whole, yeah, just get them involved and tell them what it's all about. That would be much appreciated. And as I said earlier, head over to YouTube, AmpGB, and have a look at the videos that we've got on there from the age groupers that have sent videos in of them training and racing. And like and subscribe our channel. Again, if you've got any comments, just leave them in the comments box and we'll get back to you. If you want to follow Jerry, Harry and Daniela on Instagram, Jerry is JerryMoss812. Harry is TryHarry2022. And Daniela is Daniela.Dumitriscu.129. Give them some support. And if you'd like to drop us an email, our email address is agegroupmultisportpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Instagram at amp_1967, Facebook at AmpGB, X at Age Group Multisport Podcast. And as I said, the YouTube channel is AmpGB. And that's about it for this episode. So stay safe, keep training, and love the process.